Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back, we are back. Welcome back to another crazy edition of the Absolute Truth Show, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, one of the most, the King of King himself. I am the Hot Rod. And on the phone line, I have the reigning, undisputed, heavyweight crap of the world. Ladies and gentlemen, his name is Sean Black.
Yeah, I think that took you all of 5 seconds to come up with, huh? Yes, Sean Black is back in the building again.
You know,
oh boy,
I'm very talented. You know, for within reason. Thank you very much. But all right, folks. You know the number 347-989-8402. The number once again is 347-989-8402. Sean Black. It's been 3 weeks, I think, or 2 weeks. I can't remember anymore. Are you ready to piss some people off?
Why not? It's still a good new year. We might as well. We got 11 more months to go before we get to 2023. So let's piss everybody off, I guess.
Well, one person who's not having a good year so far, who's just started, is New York City Mayor Eric Adams, our second black mayor of New York City. In New York City history, start off with a good year, but for him, on the first day on the job, New Year's Day, he had to go to the hospital because a cop got shot. We got crime that went up, shooting that went up. This past Friday, one cop is dead, while another cop is fighting for his life, and it's not looking too good. 5 cops have been shot this year so far. We have a big fire in the Bronx that killed 17 people. Then we had another explosion, gas explosion, last week. Sean Black, a baby got shot sitting in her car, 11 month old baby. It's like, let's go on and on. And this is only 24th of January.
Yeah.
Sean Black, with everything that's happened in New York City so far, Eric Adams, he is determined to shake the city up and bring the crime down. But one of the major problems that we have for a long time is gun control. How in the world can we control this problem in New York City?
Well, one of the problems with the gun control issue is the fact that there's an acknowledgement that there are too many guns on the streets. Just in general, we know that there are so many different opponents to gun control. Even the fact that you have laws on the docket to help stem that. We know that New York State in general, but specifically New York City, has probably one of the most stringent gun laws in the country, if not the most. But yet, we see a lot of people circumventing these laws, and we have lots of people bringing in guns. You know, when you hear about those gun runners coming from other states and going back and forth, and we have that going on. But what we seem to have also is the fact that because of a lot of the changes that have happened from the last couple of years, i.e., which is where a lot of people are going to go, which was the George Floyd murder that happened, and then the subsequent turn on the police, as far as the mindset of trying to change policing, some of those rules are being looked at in the forefront as maybe that's part of it. The pandemic, where we have a lot of people that are sick, a lot of police officers that aren't going around and solving a lot of the crimes that you would think because of the lack of staffing because of COVID. But also, the gun control problem is going to always be a problem. And the reason why is because, especially in this nation more so than anywhere else, everybody loves their guns. Because of the Second Amendment, a lot of people that are out there want to keep their guns. and feel that it is a birthright to be able to have guns, to hold guns, to use guns. And as we've seen, way too many guns, not enough people.
Well, sadly but truly. 434, I will get to you in a minute. One thing I want to ask on Black, our first major topic is Biden's first year. What do you think? Biden was on record last week saying that, you know, America's moving towards you know, the right direction. He's giving out masks to everybody. Excuse me, COVID testing kits to be sent home. What do you think about Biden's first year so far in administration, and are they doing a good job or not? Then I'll go to the next quarter.
I would say that the beginning of his first year, probably the first 2 or 3 months, had a lot of kind of like that kumbaya good feeling that it was completely different from the previous administration. But then what ended up happening is we had a lot of the COVID mask mandate stuff creep up. We started to see more infections, people getting sick and dying. We also had a lot of people losing jobs. We've also had a lot of other things happen, including cleaning up after the January 6th insurrection, and so many other things that have happened, including Biden trying to pass a lot of his agenda that didn't work. And within his own party, he's having issues trying to get any of a lot of the things that he's wanted for his agenda to get passed through. So you can throw that in there as well. But there are a lot of things that he was not able to get across. And a lot of people, including the African-American community and progressives, are looking at Biden's first year and are saying Biden has not kept a lot of his promises. He wanted to get free up to, I believe it was free college, up to $10,000 in debt relief for people that are in college or have college debt going forward. And as we know, lots of people in college have lots of debt that they still haven't paid off. That's something that still has not gone through. There are a lot of things that Biden would probably like to get across and like to do, but probably won't get done, either because of cost or just because of the fact that there isn't enough of a push from within his party. And we definitely know a good chunk of the things that he would like to do are getting zero support from the Republican Party. So he's got that uphill battle. So I would say that based on his first year of a lot of the things that he's done, he's helped shepherd the vaccine along for COVID and trying to tamp down the amount of deaths and infections that have happened based on everything that's going on. But there are a lot of things that he has done and a lot of things that he has not done that probably won't get done, which is why his approval rating is in the toilet right now.
Okay, Joe, go right ahead.
Hello?
Hello, yes. 434?
Hi. Can I get back? There's one thing I want to address. It's as far as Biden, it's about gun violence. I was wondering if I could address that.
Go ahead.
The problem isn't gun control. It's the problem isn't, like, having too much guns or having too little guns. The problem is non-consistency and non-compassionate people. I wouldn't say that everybody that's against gun control is non-consistent or non-compassionate, but the majority of hardcore people are like that. They could care less about other amendments or other people's right to bear arms or property rights, but then when it comes to actual, like, and they could care less about having other guns that are readily available there that are, you know, safer or officers' rights to bear arms, but then when it comes to actual gun control, you know, they're not consistent, and you can't say that you want to protect, be against gun control for tyranny if you're going to support it when it's harmful, but not support it when it's helpful. I mean, to me, that's a problem. And then saying all these shootings are hoaxes and stuff like that. See, I don't have a problem with people who don't want gun control, but when they can't be consistent and they can't see their own inconsistency, that's when I have a problem. And that's where it's going. It's too many people that don't want gun control that can't be consistent and compassionate towards other human beings.
True. But because of that, you have people like, perfect example, that cop who got shot. He had the right to carry a gun and to protect himself. When he went to that person's home, he didn't know that that person would carry a gun. The mother of the child, maybe she did not know to inform him, but the problem is there's too much guns in the street, too much guns in the wrong hand, correct?
Right. You know, you can't just be inconsistent and want something like banning police officers from being militarized, but then want civilians to have whatever they want or want to be able to bring your gun anywhere on the streets. I mean, I'm not talking about owning, I'm talking about being on the streets and other people's properties and stuff like that, but then, you know, not want gun control, because if that type of stuff is going to happen, if we're going to even like banning smart guns, if we're going to do that, I mean, people should have a choice whether they want a smart gun or not. I don't believe that smart guns should be mandated, but I don't believe they should be illegal either, especially from someone that doesn't want gun control like NRA. And like with the Brian Terry thing, like they did with the border thing, they just used that to prove a point. They didn't actually care about Brian Terry. So, I mean, all this...
Well, he's a hero. He's a hero right now in many people's eyes. Because he beat the system.
Hi. Who's a hero?
The guy you just mentioned.
Brian Terry?
Yeah.
Yeah, but at the same time, these are the same people that don't want to see their own hypocrisy. I just believe that the right people should be picking it up, not, you know, people that just want to prove a point.
Well, that's true. Sean Black?
Well, also, one of the main problems that we seem to have when it comes to gun control, this is one of the things that usually these kinds of debates are almost broken down by party lines, where you line up on either gun control or, not to say lack of gun control, but a little more liberal use of guns and gun ownership. But as we've seen through a lot of different polls, a good majority of the United States would like to have just common sense gun rules and enforcement of those rules, because there are laws on the docket that are already there. But we also know that because we have seen so many different instances in this country where things have happened and there could be either enforcement of laws or certain changes that would actually make it a lot safer in this country to make sure that there are background checks, which is something that most people actually agree to.
Yeah.
Just basic background checks.
Yeah, but Sean, we all agree background checks doesn't really work. I mean, I still could have a clean record, but I still could be a maniac.
But also, let's be honest. The reason why it doesn't work is because a lot of background checks just don't get done. We've seen many, many times, how many instances have we heard somebody was going to go out of state where it was easier to get a gun and then bring it to a state where it would have been illegal to own that gun, or that the laws were lax in a certain area, or as we've seen in the past, we've even talked about it on this show, where people have gone to places like Virginia or go to places where they have like gun conventions and just walk in. You pay a certain amount of money, and you walk out with a gun. It's much easier to get a gun in this country than it actually is to get a college degree. And if you think about that, there are some really, really – it's questionable as to our country's insane obsession with being able to arm itself, whether the reason is for self-defense, whether it's for recreation, whether it's for hunting, whatever the reasoning is, there are way too many guns, and there seems to be a lot more people that have these guns that are irresponsible and either don't know what to do with them or using them for nefarious reasons, and then you end up having a lot of the things that are going on right now.
True, but isn't the point of a gun is to protect yourself and your family and your property?
We all know that a majority of the people that have guns aren't using it just for that reason, and that's the problem. And the NRA will try to get you to believe that that is the case. And in a lot of instances, as we've seen, the NRA is in a lot of politicians' back pocket, so to speak. They have a lot of control with the gun lobby and making sure that certain laws and certain laws are enforced, and it's easier in certain states for a lot of laws to ease the restrictions for gun ownership. And that's one of the reasons why there are so many guns in this country.
To the caller, where are you calling from, may I ask?
Virginia, Charlottesville.
Okay, isn't there a major gun problem in that area or where you live?
Well, not necessarily our area, but like where I was originally from, D.C., there's a lot more. I mean, like I said, I don't have a problem with people who oppose it, but just be consistent and be compassionate. Don't be trying to lie and say this didn't happen, this was a hoax, and don't be trying to oppose it, you know, when it benefits you, and then support it when it doesn't benefit you. You know, that's
true.
All I ask.
I agree.
Yeah, and that's why I don't like Alex Jones or the NRA and, you know, people like GOA and Larry Pratt, because they don't really think about other people. All they focus on is themselves and their right to bear arms. But as far as other people's property rights or other things like other parts of the amendments, they could care less, you know. And I respect people like...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
And, like, I respect people like Jesse Ventura, not because I like him, but because he has some consistency to him. People like that. But I don't respect mostly Alex Jones and all them, because they even lie and say this shooting never happened or that shooting never happened.
Yeah.
Unless
of course. One thing we say on this program all the time, that America loves his guns more than his own children.
Who?
All the time. America loves his guns more than his children.
Right.
You know. And it's a very sad statement. All right, Kayla, caller, thanks so much. We do appreciate you calling in. Is there anything else you'd like to add on?
Like with me, I don't really want officers to have automatic rifles, but, you know, if civilians have whatever they want, who am I to say people who are trained can't have this type of stuff, you know? And also, like, I feel like there needs to be more compassionate people on, like, different things. You know, people who are more consistent on different things, not just guns, but other things. But I, that's all I have to say. And I appreciate you guys letting me on the show.
No problem.
Thank you so much. Continue to listen in, and feel free to call in again anytime you want.
Okay, you guys from New York?
Yes, we are.
Well, okay, I can tell by the accent you're from New York or either Boston.
No, we're from New York. Sean Black is from another planet. That's a different story, but thank you so much for calling in.
Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care. Go ahead, K-Dog.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Wow, that was a good thing that the caller said, and I agree 100% with what he had to say about the guns, about people showing lack of compassion. It has been happening because you know how it is with politicians, especially with what you said about the NRA, who have these politicians in their back pockets. We all know that.
Oh, that's been going on forever. That's never going to change.
And you know what? And let's not forget something else too. Different laws for different states when it comes to this whole gun situation. And you know
what the caller was talking about.
Yeah, it is.
I'm sorry, Kato. Go ahead.
And of course, you know, with what happened to those police officers, it was really a crime. It was really horrible what happened. I mean, they said that he had mental issues, and that's another thing that people are sleeping on, is the problem with mental illness.
True, but sorry to cut you off, Kato. I still have questions about that. Because once
right.
again, we don't know the whole story. We don't know the
exactly.
guy. So the quick
mm-hmm.
thing to say medical issues, I'm like, I'm sure he probably does have, at this point, who doesn't have mental issues.
Exactly.
I just not buying it 100% completely
right.
yet. Because well, this guy has a gun.
Completely.
No, he has a gun, you know, for whatever reason, and whatever problem that happened at the household between the mother and the son. Unfortunately, the guy who shot the cop passed away earlier today. From
yeah,
the,
he passed away today.
It seems like everything now when they quickly, the public quickly just say
mental issue. Well, we live in a stressful time now, but however, go ahead and I was listening to one of the topics you guys were talking about, especially with President Biden's first year. He's having a tough time because there's a lot of, you know, we look at it like this in politics. You know that in politics, you have those, you have to agree to disagree, and also you have those who would rather put party first than think about the issues that's going on right here in the country.
Mm-hmm.
It's been going on for a while now.
Well, one person we know, he definitely has mental issues, you know, but, you know, I'm not going to expose him like that too much. His brother B, everybody.
Brother B, what's up, my brother?
Greetings and salutations, everyone. What's up, y'all?
Greetings and salutations.
Greetings and salutations.
Greetings and salutations.
Yo.
You got a cop who got shot, and you got Biden. Pick your poison.
All I'm going to say, all I can say is, like, politics be damned.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, why do we let politics dictate our lives? You know,
exactly.
I mean, when you really look at it, it's all a freaking game. And it's a sad one at that, that people who feel that they put themselves on the upper echelon feels that, you know what, other people need to be controlled. And if we can control these people, we can get what we need to get, do what we need to do, and we don't have to do anything. All we have to do is
exactly.
keep a certain level of control.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes down to the situation with those two cops, listen, I'm going to be real. Sometimes it's those bad apples that mess it up for the whole bunch. Those were mm-hmm. not cops. Those were two human beings. Like, we need to just differentiate from the humanity aspect to the job title. Like, they're no better because they're police, but why can't we look at them for the better humans that they are, willing to risk their lives for other people?
Right.
It's not about the job. It's about the individual.
Mm-hmm.
And that cop lost his life, but the individual that did the shooting, listen, whether he had mental issues or not, who knows? All I know is he had a piece of hardware with a 40-round. The magazine is called like a drum. So I have 40 rounds.
Yeah.
Where did he get it from? Where did he get it from?
I heard
like,
that he
on,
got
like,
it from another state. It came in from another state because, Brother B, pardon me for interrupting,
but
you know what it is?
It's about money.
It's been a problem, and
yeah,
you and
money.
I, we both discussed this about this off the air a couple of times when we would talk on the phone. What is it about gun smuggling that's going on? We're not mentioning that.
Yeah, but you know what? All right, the whole thing with that right
go ahead,
there
Brother
is,
B, then go to the next guy.
Yeah, real quick. It's about the money, man. Money makes the world
mm-hmm.
go round, right?
It does.
So we'll sacrifice many for the needs of the few. That's what it looks like.
Well,
okay.
Greetings
three,
and
two,
salutations.
Uh-oh.
Well,
here we go.
I just thought I'd say that because somebody grabbed that before me. But what you just finished saying, Brother B, was a saying from Spock on Star Trek when I think he was dying, you know, for give up one for the, you know, for the benefit of the few. Hello, Sean. Hello, Hot Rod. How you guys doing?
Hello, guys. Hello, Joe. Hold
What's
on.
Going
let me
on?
Go get my, let me go get my coffee ready.
Oh, man.
Here we go.
Yeah, go get your coffee, man.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Joe. I didn't have anything to say.
I was just unmuted for a while. I wanted to hear what you guys the topics were, and then I would join in.
Oh. Well, you know what? I'll give you Biden. What do you think about Biden's first year so far? Because I know you love Biden with a passion.
Now, I'm glad that you are sarcastic, and I'm glad other people know me so that they know that you are sarcastic about it, because I can't stand that motherfucker. That guy has done everything in his power to try to dismantle whatever Trump did. Whatever anybody thinks about Trump, Trump did do some good. And Biden signed more papers than a rich woman getting her rich husband's assets. So this guy did all these executive orders, and look what happened to us. All right,
Okay, I know I'm going to regret asking this. And Sean, calm down. What did Biden do so bad?
He with a one stroke of the pen, he exterminated. It was either 5,000 jobs or 50,000 jobs on the pipeline. Now, some people would say, well, the pipeline was going to leak. It was going to cause environmental damage. We don't know that. What we do know is that those jobs were eliminated. And if you're going to go into the paradigm of let's have environmentalism for the sake of climate change and for saving the earth, then why don't you do it slowly? Why do you have to do it and eliminate, what was it? Do you guys know 5,000 or 50,000 jobs? I forget which.
No, it was like 5,000 jobs.
5,000 jobs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like that. Okay. Then he signed other executive orders, which I'm sure he thought he was probably putting his John Hancock on a bill for McDonald's or something. The guy doesn't know what he's doing. Okay. He's a demented old fool. So what good has he done?
But we have a vaccine rollout. The pandemic is not under control, but is in better shape than we were 2 years ago, right?
No.
The job market is good.
Why is the job market good? Just because there are people who are advertising? Uh-huh.
No, not that many people.
I don't like the fact that the stocks are dropping. I'm losing money here.
Oh.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. We lost a lot of money today. Yes.
Well, but unfortunately.
The stock market, because can you blame Biden for that? It's like Biden only could handle but so much at one time, right?
Why do we need a president now? Why do we really need someone to look to make decisions? Yeah, I mean, and it's like, come on now. It's hard. I mean, the sad part is we live in a world nowadays where people can hardly make decisions for themselves. So what do we need someone else that can't make decisions for themselves to make decisions for me?
What we need to do, listen. Here's my solution. Govern your damn self. You know what it is? Because you know what?
But we can't.
Rod, you said something that I agree with. It's true. We can't govern ourselves because you know what? Need laws.
Why not?
Because we as people, some of us don't know what the hell we're doing our damn selves.
You know what? Because there's this perception that's put out there, like someone has to be in a position to protect the weak.
Somebody has to protect the sheep from the wolves. Unfortunately, some people depend on these. They depend on what I call them. They depend on these leaders who come in and, you know, they sing a song and then everyone dances to the tune that these leaders are singing to. But yet, guess what? The record is about to skip and pop and has hisses on it, and you're not going to be able to listen to that song no more.
But Koy, though, check it out. If there are politicians out there who claim that they're protecting the weak from the wolves, protecting the sheep from the wolves, nine times out of ten, these politicians are the monsters parading around.
And people don't see that.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
It's like, so when we're sitting back talking about who's going to protect us or who's look out for us, listen, no one can look out for yourself.
No one like yourself.
No one can look out for your family like you can. Once again, it's a BS perception that we need someone to be the shepherd. We need someone to be the protector. No, we really don't.
If
the checks and balances, nothing weighs out equally.
I could listen to... I'm agreeing with you. I'm agreeing with you because you know what it is? unfortunately, you have people out there who are weak-minded. And you know what? They'll put a cover up and say, I don't need none of this. And meanwhile, they're the same people who will rely on, like I said before, they rely on these politicians to say something, to do something. They're relying on that.
All right, I'll give it to Sean Black now, but I know he's dying to say something because you know
right,
he's our leader. You know, our fearless leader.
Yeah, imagine you trying to say that with a straight face. Good grief.
Oh man, by the way now.
Basically, let me just try to take the temperature of the room here. What I'm hearing from everybody is that the American people don't necessarily need a president or a leader. That's what the argument is what's going on around. That's the gist, kind of like, why do we have a president?
It's not really an argument. It's not really an argument. It's just an observation.
No.
Because we're no better. We're no better at anywhere at this point in this country. We're no better at from last year, the year before that. It's still the same BS going on. Whether it's killing, whether it's murder,
okay,
whether it's disease, whether it's this.
Well,
it's the same old shit. Same old shit.
This is what we are all not looking at in general. And this goes back to what a lot of people say about, remember when we talked about how a lot of, especially African Americans, never thought that voting made any difference or mattered at any
mm-hmm.
one point? There is a reason why people vote. And the voting has
yeah.
happened for well over 200 and change years to get elected officials in
yeah.
to help with whatever laws are on the docket. But as we've seen over the last few years, the wrong person can be voted in, and I remember Mitch McConnell
mm-hmm.
saying it himself. He said that elections have consequences. If you vote in the wrong person, no matter what it is, whether it's at the state level, the city level, or nationally, you're going to have repercussions.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are looking at what's been going on now, going into this first year
yeah.
under Biden. And those that either don't care for Biden or his policies are going to be on the side of, well, the wrong person got voted in. But one thing that we don't hear about any craziness going on with random tweets. We don't hear about a president that sounds like he's ready to start wars with somebody, although this Ukraine thing that's going on right now seems to be getting a lot of attention and is starting to heat up.
I was about to say, we're about to go to war soon, Sean, with the Russians.
Yeah.
With the vodka.
Well, let's see where this ends up before we start saying, okay, it's time to start World War III. And in general, we also know that voting rights are getting attacked on a state-by-state level all around the country, and a problem that did not exist. We know, based on the last election, more people voted than anybody and than any time in the history of this country. Everything was vetted. We had courts, well over 60 of them. And in a lot of those cases, in states that were appointed by Trump and his administration as far as judges go, that saw no fraud in any of the elections. But
mm-hmm.
based on the fact of what we have seen and what we have heard talked about by lots of other people and politicians, it's getting harder for marginalized Black, Hispanic, Native Americans to vote based on all of the things that are going on between gerrymandering, redistricting, a lot of things that are happening in not only the local level, but also at the federal level and at the state level. We're starting to see more and more of that. And if you make it harder for somebody in a particular area to vote, there is almost no way that anybody's going to think that it's easy to vote. They're going to be
mm-hmm.
discouraged to vote. And that's literally
right.
all it is right now. There are changes and solutions to problems that really did not exist, and it has made it even worse.
You know, it's like a relationship with a man and woman. The man is going to make the woman feel like she's in control to keep the peace. This is no
difference. And Joe, anything else you'd like? Joe, anything else you'd like to add on before we move on?
Oh, a lot, but that'll take up the whole show. So I'll just wait for the next topic.
Okay, I give you 5 minutes, okay?
Well, Sean, I hate to disagree with you. Trump,
shocking.
As far as I'm concerned.
Maybe shocking.
No, is it? I wouldn't. The election was stolen. And the reason why the courts didn't take up the cases wasn't because of lack of evidence. They never saw the evidence. They said either lack of standing or the application for the court cases to be reviewed were too late. I happen to believe that the four swing states that were in favor of Trump at the time this mysterious blackout occurred, in which Trump was up like 2 million votes, and then about a couple of hours later, he's down by something like, 700,000 or 70,000 or whatever the number might be. Mysteriously. Statistically, that's impossible. Statisticians have already said that. Trump made the economy better because women, blacks, other minorities, even whites, had the lowest unemployment rate in the history of America. He didn't allow the borders to become fishnets where everybody can crawl through. Under Biden, I think 1 million immigrants, illegals, a month are coming in. Now, that to me is akin to the law of physics, where two objects cannot occupy the same space at the same time. Two people cannot have the same job at the same time. So when illegals come in, they're assisted by the government in getting jobs, getting money, cash in a lot of cases, help with starting a business, a lot of benefits that Americans don't have. I've been thinking about getting a van, going down to Mexico and coming across the border with a huge mustache and a huge sombrero so that I can get some, some extra benefits. Right? So I think that's the thing. Now, people didn't like Trump because he was, the guy was obnoxious. But a lot of the fights that he was engaged in, but a lot of the fights on these Twitter wars, he never started it. People attacked him first before he retaliated. And he didn't retaliate in a presidential manner, so people didn't like it. But, those are my 5 minutes.
Okay, Joe. All right, so, Joe, before I go on to the next topic, were you at the protest in D.C. the other day with the anti-vaxxers and anti-mask mandates? Were you there in that protest in D.C.?
No, uh-uh.
No, when I saw the story, I told Sean, Joe must be there. I have a good feeling he's there with that protest. But
I wanted to go, but the van down to Mexico, that took priority. So now, gentlemen, my name is Jose, and I am from Guatemala. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much. Jesus. Okay, on to Brother B. Brother B, you started this topic, so you're going to finish this topic about Bill Cosby. You don't want to talk about Bill Cosby, but you brought it up on social media. There's a series coming out on Showtime about Bill Cosby. Basically, it's very conflict among black people. Why on social media you didn't want to talk about Bill Cosby or something like that?
Well, we're going to be tackling that topic tomorrow on the menu, but I will say this. Isn't that the thing of not talking about Bill Cosby, but why are we? Like, listen.
That's what it is, yeah.
Too many people are going to get in their feelings, especially women, when it comes down to the topic. Because they feel that Bill Cosby is the worst thing ever, walking, because he duped all of these women, this, that, and the third. Listen, in my experience, whether they want to hold themselves accountable or not for it or admit it, I've been in situations where women are like, hey, bring something to the party. You smoke, bring something. You drink, bring something. It's interesting how these offenses happened so many years ago, but you only remember certain things. And yet you didn't say anything like that, you know, prior to. Why? Because you were scared or you didn't think anyone would believe you? Listen, I have a real set stake in this because I have a daughter. And what I will not tolerate are women defending other women that lie. I will not tolerate, but sit back and be silent when I have a daughter, and God forbid anything ever happens to her, someone doesn't believe her because a whole bunch of other women are out there telling mistruths or afraid to say this or say that. No, no, no. We're not going to do that. We're not going to do that, and I'm not going to stand for it. So whatever that man did, he wasn't the only one. But yet,
okay.
This black comedian with the white wife wants to just come out and make a documentary, well, a series on Bill Cosby. Why didn't you do that on somebody else? Why pick Bill Cosby?
Good. Because Bill Cosby was our hero at one time, a hero to all to most black Americans. He was a father of our time back then. But when you look at Bill Cosby,
Al Bundy is still a hero to some people.
Oh yeah, he's my hero.
Charles Manson is still a hero to some people. So like, mm-hmm. You know, what are we saying? Nobody did anybody make a documentary about Woody Allen? With that little Asian girl. Did anybody make anything about that? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
nope.
Come on now. Like,
there was a Woody Allen documentary just a year ago where they documented a lot of the stuff that happened between himself and Mia Farrow and his children. So this was on cable early last year.
Okay.
So, mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Yeah, but
it's
nice. But I guess to Brother B point, yes, Woody Allen, but how quickly we forgot. But Bill Cosby, we won't let it go. Why?
I'll tell you why. That it's not one of those things that's let go easily. In this country, in this society, there are very few African American anything positive. Irregardless of whether they're a teacher, a lawyer, or a television star, somebody that actually started up in the 60s and was a psychologist and was able to take the onus away from African Americans being denigrated and looked at as the other and looked at as thieves and all they can do is have babies, et cetera, et cetera. And he took the onus on himself through his comedy and through a lot of the things that he was able to go through and help shepherd a lot of things. One of the things that a lot of people don't think about that Bill Cosby actually started, which this is something that I looked up, was that when he was doing I Spy, he had, as a stuntman, a white person in blackface to disguise themselves as him during stunts. And he refused that to happen while he was on I Spy. So he actually lobbied to have a black stuntman take over for him in that spot so that he actually had someone that looked like him employed and helped shepherd other black stuntmen to get that kind of push. There are a lot of things that a lot of African Americans have a hard time trying to separate because – all I've heard is he was America's dad. He was Dr. Huxtable. He was this. He was that. And we also know that there are great things that he did, that he put his fingertip on, and he was able to shepherd. But let's really also be honest. Just because he did hero-like things does not necessarily mean he was a hero away from where he was portrayed. A lot of humans show that side of them positively out in the public, and then away from the public, as we saw, he served jail time for a lot of evil things. And that's the difference of why people have a hard time separating
the two. What was evil about what he did? If it was consensual, are you really sitting here trying to tell me? Are you really sitting here trying to tell me that a lot of those women were innocent?
Are you really?
We can't
to
say
tell
that they were innocent.
Were innocent. Even if it was my daughter, even if it was my goddamn daughter, I would have asked her, why the hell did you put yourself in a goddamn situation you knew you shouldn't have been in?
Look, Brother B, I did not know better. I thought he was just a friend. Brother B, I didn't know better. I thought he was just a friend. He was inviting me for some coffee. There's excuses for that. I'm not saying I agree with
you.
You
know,
excuses
don't work for
me.
There was one thing, I heard.
When you're about to destroy someone else's life, claiming that your life is destroyed, there is no damn excuse.
You know,
there's no excuse,
there is something
okay?
called, you know, guys, pardon me for interrupting, but there's something called rape culture, and also there's also called consensual. Now, the other day I had a conversation with a friend of mine about the whole thing with the Playboy Mansion, and I remember there was mentions about Bill Cosby going to the mm-hmm. Playboy Mansion, but other celebrities were there as well. Many well-known celebrities yeah. have been to the Playboy Mansion and have done, they talking about Bill Cosby doing dirt, they've done more dirt than anything at the Playboy Mansion. Even the
but
man who owns Playboy himself. But you don't hear about it.
Oh.
You don't hear about it. There's a lot of things
that
you're not
going
to do. And you're
not
going
to.
What was it that they had done that was so egregious? Number one, Cosby wasn't convicted because of consensual sex. Yeah, the Me Too movement had a lot to do with it because there are a lot of broads out there who like to lie, who kind of have selective amnesia. But I thought Bill Cosby mm-hmm. was convicted of roofies, of putting drugs in drinks, and then raping the women. Am I wrong about
which
that?
Which is something that he admitted to in his deposition, which I don't
he
understand. A lot of people are continuing on this path of Cosby being active. It's almost as if he's getting a reprieve from a lot of people that have defended him just because he is Bill Cosby and what he has done.
What did he admit to?
Positively.
What did he admit to? What did he admit to? Please tell me what he admitted to.
During the deposition with, mm-hmm. I believe it was Andrea Constant,
yeah.
he, which was under lock and key up
Wait. Andrea Constant, the same individual that got a payoff in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Did she have anything to do with Dershowitz?
I'm sorry, but yes. Can somebody explain that to me? The same woman that got paid under the table the first time went with this female lawyer all of a sudden wanted to regurgitate everything. So once again, what was he accused of? And like I said, I'm not defending him. I'm not defending him, but it shouldn't be that easy.
No, we're not.
It should not be that easy.
Compared to other, basically what you're trying to say is compared to other people, like that guy from Seven Heaven, the accuser, but he's like slept with little kids or something like that, the little priest guy. I forgot his name.
Okay, I know who you're talking about.
You don't hear much about him. Yeah, but you don't hear nothing about him, really. You don't hear
Charlie
a movie
Sheen.
About this guy.
Look at Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen.
He's still on TV. So, I mean, come on, man. And the thing that gets me...
They took Bill Cosby off of a lot of things. And I'm not defending Bill Cosby, but I remember at work when you would go to 30 Rock and you would see a mural with all of the stars of NBC. And once this thing came out, go on the lobby at 30 Rock again, guess what? Guess whose face has disappeared from it? Bill Cosby. They removed his face. Yeah. Some stations even said they will not play the repeats of the Cosby Show. And it's like I said, we're not defending Cosby. I'm not defending him at all. But however, other celebrities have done some things, but it's, you know, it says in a sentence, but Cosby, he's still talking about it.
I think,
for what,
K-Dog, I think at some point, society, when as we talk about Bill Cosby, there is this myopic discussion in a vacuum. When we talk about African Americans doing anything negative, we have to get out of this mindset of, well, he did all of this evil, he's done some great things, but he did all of this stuff. Why is it nobody is talking about it? And the reason why we talked about that, because I remember when this whole Cosby thing came out, the number one thing that we compared this against, we juxtaposed that to Harvey Weinstein. Everybody brought that up about, how is it that, why isn't that he isn't in jail yet? Why isn't it? And we know why, as far as Harvey Weinstein's case happening, how slow it became. The groundswell of support for the alleged victims to get that out there. And compared to what we saw with Bill Cosby's case and how the attention came, and not to say that it happened quickly, because a lot of this stuff that happened with Bill Cosby was known for decades, just a lot quieter until the Hannibal Buress stand-up, which brought more attention to it. But, so I think that when we look at...
Black, who went to jail first? Who went to jail first, Harvey or Bill?
I don't think it makes too much of a difference who went to jail first.
The reason why I say that
is because look at what the accusation was.
Right.
Rape, sexual assault. It's not going to make a difference who went to jail first, because they were both equally egregious. And both had to be handled based on what happened and what the accusations were and all of the evidence that was there. That's the difference.
Go ahead, Brother B.
Real quick, you know what, Sean Black? You know what I like about you, but at the same time I worry about you. You're such a good guy. I would just imagine you going on a nice date, and a woman all of a sudden says, Sean Black looked at me wrong. You know your life could be over. Sean Black did this to me. You're a good guy. Your life could be over just like that, just because someone made an accusation or someone felt some type of way. It should not be that easy.
I understand where you're coming from.
Well, Brother B, hold on. Brother B, the problem with that is because K-Dog and I know Sean Black for 50 years, we will believe that. But even though we know him better than the girl that he met for 5 minutes, they will take that girl first that I know him for 5 minutes compared to our word.
That's right.
We know Sean Black for 40 years. He's the nicest guy in the world. But what does our word? Our word does not matter to what men.
But that's the problem.
Exactly.
And that's the problem. And you know what? It took more steam. It got more steam because black people threw Cosby under the bus just as much.
Yes, they did.
Ass under the bus because they was like, he was talking against us anyway, so we don't give a damn about him. And it's just like the system said, well, buddy, y'all don't want him, so we're going to take him down. If with your approval, we'll take him down.
Okay. All right.
I just find it easy how it's just that easy. No offense to anyone, but I just find it easy how it's just that easy. And like I said, this comedian dude, I just find it real interesting how he's just making this, just capitalizing off of the situation. But it's whatever. I digress.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else you'd like to say before we move on to our last topic?
No, I can definitely understand where Brother B is coming from. I'm not naive to think that there aren't those kinds of things that do happen. But I think at some point, the discussion is going to have to morph out of where it's gotten to a much more, even more serious discussion, like of what I just brought up. Without that clash happening with what Brother B talked about,
we got background noise.
Okay, that's K-Dog.
Well, we'll definitely be clashing. We'll be clashing tomorrow night because you know there's Big Red and there's Miss Cherry and Mika probably gonna be on tomorrow night, so you know it's gonna be a clash fight.
For any of you guys, last question. It's like a woman question, but I'm going to ask you guys this anyway, because Brother B's boy, Kevin Samuels, the guy that gave advice about relationships and everything, his latest advice about women is, and I know Sean will love this one, he told women that if they don't want to have sex on a first date, they should not go out with a guy after 5 p.m.
Hmm? What the hell? Yeah. What's that about?
He says, women, if they don't want to have sex, do not go on a date with a man after 5 p.m. Now, going on a date with someone after 5 p.m., does that guarantee that you will have sex with that person?
That fool done lost his damn mind.
That is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
Yeah, I'm like, guys, I think we all agree it's one of the dumbest things. But at the same time, females will listen to this type of advice and agree with him. It's like,
but you know,
love guru guy. Go ahead, Joe.
But you know what the message is? The message is if a woman is going out on a date with a guy after 5 p.m., then it's understood that she wants sex with the guy.
But that's a broad assumption.
You could,
that is, yeah.
Exactly. We could go out on a date on the brunch at 12 o'clock and get drunk. I want to have sex. At 12
Anytime
o'clock.
You could have sex. That doesn't mean, just because going out after 5 don't mean sex. I mean, damn, man.
No, of course not.
That's why the statement makes zero sense
it's
to me.
It's stupid.
I mean,
it's stupid.
If you're going out on a date with anybody, he's trying to keep it relevant.
He's trying to
man.
If you're going
you want to be heard. That's
anybody.
Your problem.
The only important part of this date is to get to know the other person. What time
exactly.
you go out, what time you meet up is irrelevant. As you just said, you could have a date at 3 in the afternoon, and the same thing would be assumed. It wouldn't make a difference what time it was. But that's the thing is, if you're going into the date and the assumption is somebody is going to have sex after this date, unless that is what is understood up front, you're going to have a whole lot of issues.
But that's the subterranean implication of the statement. I only heard about it right now. But what I'm saying is that let's say this particular statement went viral, right? And there were women who say, I don't believe in it because I think it's a stupid statement. Then you have other women who say, I can understand what he's talking about, yeah, because in certain situations.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you date those particular women, they're agreeing with this guy. Now, if you go out on a date with them after 5 p.m., you're almost guaranteed to get laid.
Right.
Listen,
that idiot
has never said that in the time of our mothers and grandmothers.
Exactly.
He can say that to some of these feeble-minded women now because that's the type of stuff that they feed into. You know what I'm saying?
My goodness, how times have changed, man.
And
you heard of
the
age of Aquarius? This is the age of social media. And literally that statement lives on in social media because of the times that we're living in today. That mindset, that thought process can only be fostered and can continue to grow just because of the times that we're in.
But what gets me of all, guys, that ladies will listen to that type of advice compared to us that give our real advice, you know, real stories. You know, they will listen to this guy that they don't even know who this guy is. He's out there talking nonsense on social media. And like Joe said, you have one or two that are like, you know what? Yes, I did experience that. And they will carry on those two ladies alone. And those two ladies will make it go viral. And he say that.
And then
you
have some idiot.
Let's be honest.
And you have some idiot dude who sit there and tell the chick, okay, it's 5:15. You ready to get busy? And she'll be like, what the hell are you talking about? And then
you
there'll be this dumbass
face
train.
And get dissed.
Yeah, and then next thing you know, he's in handcuffs because it's like, oh, he tried to do X, Y, and Z, or he made an attempt to do this, that, and the third, and it's a wrap. That's why your people like that shouldn't even have a platform. They shouldn't even have a goddamn platform. I don't know why.
Idiots. Well, I mean, he's been known for saying some idiotic things where he has disrespected women in many ways.
It works. It works. It works for him because guess what? People are listening. People are watching.
Yeah, he gets
like
an audience.
Talking about it. So it worked.
You know, another thing, let's say
if I'm on a dating site
and I know that this statement has gone viral, what am I going to do? I'm going to advertise for women who believe whatever this guy's name is. Okay?
Kevin,
so if I get a few women who say, I like this guy. I think this guy is cool. And I say, well, have you heard about a statement about 5 p.m. dating? Yeah, I like it. Guess who I'm going to invite over for a little bit of a, okay?
Well, Sean Black, Joe, Brother B,
K-Dog, and a guy who called from Virginia. Thanks so much. Have a good night. Stay safe. And
sure.
But tune in tomorrow night to the menu, 9 o'clock. It's going to be on
Friday.
Yeah,
he's ready. Get your popcorn out.
What's the topic going to be, brother?
Basically, you know,
Bill Cosby.
Kind of piggybacking off of the Bill Cosby thing, but it's a double
Bill Cosby?
Standard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a gender double standard. It's a real bad situation between men and women and the double standard men. And I just need to get some things off my chest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, before I forget, Big Red, happy birthday. I know you don't listen to us, but still, happy birthday. That's my shout-out to you.
She's probably being drunk right now.
And, of course, the pleasure was all...
All yours. Big Red.
Take care.
Later, y'all.
Oh, man.
Night, everybody.
Take care, guys.